Blog Talk Radio.
I speak after when?
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Good 4th of July afternoon weekend, Think Big Radio listeners. I am your host, Keisha the Educator, and this afternoon we have a wonderful guest, Mr. Felton from Greensboro, North Carolina, to share with us his insight regarding senior care living, the cost of care, and vital information to help you make a healthy long-term decision. Mr. Felton, before we begin, could you please state your name and where you're originally from, and your contact information to where our listeners can obtain more information about your passion, just in case everything has not been addressed during this interview.
Well, thank you, Keisha. It's a pleasure to be a part of the show, and I'm a native of Greensboro, North Carolina, and I went to North Carolina Central University in Durham. And the contact information if someone wants to call in, they can dial 1-866-601-5972, or they can go to our website and hit the contact page, and our website is qualityoflifeeldercare.com, and of course that information is on the page, front page of Think Big Radio also.
Perfect. Well, there's a few questions out there that we can assist our listeners. And the first thing is what made you go into the healthcare field?
Well, it was interesting. I started in healthcare when I attended North Carolina Central University. The summer after my freshman year, I came home and I worked as a nursing assistant at Cone Hospital in Greensboro. And I worked on the psychiatric ward. And at that time, they were using a lot of shock therapy. So when people came into the psychiatric unit, which was a locked unit, I would see them go home, and I felt like I had contributed to their care. And as a result, I felt good about what I had done, and I went back and I changed my major to public administration, concentrating in healthcare and personnel administration, and then got a job at a nursing home.
Wow, that's wonderful. And what are the steps that you took concerning the elder care planning?
Well, the steps that I took, and again, I've been in my profession for over 30 years, and
okay.
What contributed to my steps were that often I would see people coming in to a nursing home, either for short-term therapy or if they were going to be there long-term. And some people had planned very well. They had had good communication with people in their family. But then I saw people who had done absolutely nothing, and they were in a crisis state. So as a result,
oh, wow.
I knew a lot of the things that people needed to do, and then also people within the community would just call and get advice from me. What should I do? Where should I go? So as a result of that, I really looked at the steps of what people needed to do. So based on when they would call me, I could give them a roadmap of how they could navigate. But the big thing was, people were just so stressed who had not done anything and had not even thought about it.
Oh, wow. That usually happens, especially when individuals are not prepared, which leads into the next thing is that many older individuals are, like, indecisive about planning for their senior year. Could you tell our listeners or those who are actually, you know, are indecisive about their senior care years, why you feel that it's important to keep the senior years?
Yeah, and you're right, just so by that comment you made, Keisha, about people being in crisis. It is very important because, first of all, I always say with that dash in life, that from the time that we're born to the time that we pass on, that dash between those two dates, there are a lot of changes that occur. And as a result of those changes, people have to then decide what they want their life to look like. So in our teen years, we're looking at, you know, what we want our life to look like in our 20s and our 30s as we're beginning our career and beginning families. But then more mm-hmm. importantly, as we move towards our 40s and 50s, we also got to think about what do we want our life to look like. And as a result of that, then even though there are some difficult conversations, the first thing is, if you know you don't want to be dependent on your children to take care of this, or if you want to have a congregate setting where you're really close to your children and your grandchildren so you're able to support right. each other, that first thing is first decide what you want your life to look like. And then even though it's important that you don't just get thrust into a crisis situation, have those conversations and have it with your children and other special people in your life. But when people are resistant sometimes, because like some people just don't want to own up to that they're getting older and they're not able to do the kinds of things that they used to, other people in the family then need to recognize if their family members are a little resistant, figure out a way that they can have somebody else come in and talk to them or have them go to a seminar. And of course, that's some of the things that I do. I have the seminars and I have DVDs that help people. But the important thing is when they're resistant, recognize if they're going with the flow and they're doing the planning, then that's one path. But if they're resistant, then figure out a way of how you can open up the conversation, have them feel like they're still contributing and in control, because that's a big part of what they want their life to look like. And I'm going to share one example.
Okay.
There was a lady more recently that came to, well, really her daughter contacted me about 45 days ago. And her mother is in her 90s. Mother's in great health. Mother is still driving. Wow. But she doesn't want to face up to some things. But then sometimes she says, well, I know I've got to do something. So she's vacillating. So she came mm-hmm. to me and I talked with her. And I said, I tell you what, you and your mother come to the workshop. And as a result of hearing a third-party professional, she will hear those things, and then she'll realize, I've got to take control. They did that. They followed up on what they needed to do, but then they called me again, and I went over for a counseling session with them. And she was mm-hmm. at the point of still resisting making some decisions, and I prompted her to make some decisions so she would have control. Now, I was saying really the same things her daughter was saying, but it was a matter mm-hmm. that another party came in and shared this information that allowed her to feel like she had control, but also allowed her to decide what she wanted her life to look like and then the steps she needed to take. So that's how you really help sometimes people who are resistant to having mm-hmm. conversations.
Right, because I can speak for myself. My mom, her patience level uh-huh. is becoming very low. And my dad, he's very stubborn. And it's funny
right.
how I have both of their characteristics. So
right.
I can feel my patience level with certain things becoming slow. And there are certain
yeah.
things that I'm becoming stubborn with, like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to do that. I don't care.
Right.
I just want to, you know, live my life. Just leave me alone. So I'm
right.
starting to, you know, become my mom and my dad put together. Because usually it's either one or the other, but for some reason I have both of my parents' characteristics.
And that's right.
And it's kind of funny. And it's kind of funny, but even though they didn't teach me certain things and certain things that I've learned on my own. So I'm learning how to deal with my patients, and I'm also learning how to deal with overcoming being stubborn, because it's been in me for so long. And when something is planted in you for so long, it's like, how could you change that? It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. But I just pray that I'm out of that situation by the time I'm 40 or 45. Because I like to listen and hear other people's opinion, and I like to, I just don't like to be left out there. And it's also important for other people to listen, even though you might not agree or go with, you know, the flow. Just go with the flow. You don't have to say, well, I'm not going to sit here and listen to you. I don't want to hear you. But just listen, because you never know, that next day it might hit you like, okay, this person made sense. Let me get on the phone and call them and ask them about more information.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, with that being said, could you explain your concerns about the lack of planning?
Yes, yes. And just like you just shared, Keisha, we're finding that with the population, the senior population, I think it's just every day there are millions of people turning at the age of retirement. And it's so important, because if you don't make certain decisions, then you're going to have a crisis in your life. And I always like to share, like in my seminars, I said, for people who like sweets, they might, and with the word dessert, sometimes desserts are comfort food. But when you spell desserts backwards, it spells stressed.
Wow.
So you have so you have to decide, all right, do I want my life to be like desserts, or do I want my life stressed? So why it's so important. Yeah, that's why it's so important, because if you don't make certain decisions, you're going to have a stressed life, when you really want to have a life of desserts in your golden years. So looking at the kind of documents you need to have, be it a healthcare power of attorney, or looking at financially how you're going to have things set up so your life reflects desserts versus stressed, or looking at your mental and physical state. What can I do now to propel myself to be the healthiest person, be it in my 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or even 100.
Right. Because if you don't do all that, you can basically cut your life short in a way of, not saying of leaving the earth, but just in a way of, you know, not knowing things. And that's basically unhealthy. The more healthy you are, you know, the more energetic or lively or enthusiastic you will be. But
right.
I like that. I like your stress and dessert thingy. I never thought about that.
Oh, yes. And you're right. And stress does a lot to you. Yeah. It does a lot to your body, physically as well as emotionally.
Exactly. I'm kind of like on that level, because whenever I sit there, I stress myself out about certain things. The next day, it's like, was it worth it? And I'm looking at myself like, are you serious? Like, really? Did I just go through that? Now, I knew I could have handled that better than what I've done. But those are the things that's where you learn. Because everyone is not perfect. So everyone has flaws. They have their negatives and they have their positives. So you learn from your negatives to make your negatives turn into positives. That's how I look at life. Everybody has their own opinions, but that's how, you know, I determine my life and how that's going to help me as I go further, you know, into my future endeavors. As for our indecisive listeners, or our stubborn listeners, or the people who have, you know, their patience levels is low, could you just tell us just a little bit about the cost of care? Like, is it affordable to that type of nature?
Right. Well, and that's a good question, because, again, people are often thrust into a crisis situation, and if they haven't planned well, it could devastate them. Now, at one time, you saw mostly people who were in nursing homes, older, but a lot of times nursing homes are more rehabilitation centers where you can go in, and if you've fallen, you can then get rehab therapy so that you can get back home. And the cost of care, and I'm just going to use a rehab facility,
okay,
it will cost close to a minimum of $70,000 a year. So
wow.
Often people who have maybe saved some money and think they got a good nest egg, well, if you've got $100,000, let's just say, in savings, then in 2 years that could be exhausted. And if you haven't made certain provisions and plans or organization, you can't take advantage of some of the benefits financially that could help the cost of care. So, again, if a person needs that rehabilitative therapy, be it for short-term or long-term, at $70,000 a year, if you've got to pay that out of pocket, that could really exhaust your life savings.
Oh, okay. And could you break that $70,000 a year down for our listeners who are not mathematicians?
Yes. So an example, when you think about the cost of care, so that's roughly at between, on an average for rehab therapy care, it's between $8,000 and $15,000 a month.
Okay.
And it depends. Yeah, so a good example, let's say a person has fallen and they've broken a hip. Well,
okay,
you go in the hospital, and then for the most part you're planning to go back home, but if you need physical therapy, which teaches you and helps you learn to walk and utilize your limbs, that's that component. But then you have occupational therapy. So if you've learned, if you've fallen and maybe you've broken a shoulder or arm, occupational therapy teaches you how to do the simple things that you do throughout the day, buttoning your shirt or tying your shoes. But then the third therapy is speech therapy. If you've had a stroke or if you've had any kind of condition that affects your swallowing, the speech therapist works with you on that. And then you have all your medications. So to have the services that allows you to get back to your highest functioning level and you can get back home, it's going to cost between $10,000 to $15,000 a month. And after
Then
you have to look at, when you go back home, are you still able to do everything that you did before you got sick or you fell or you had a stroke? And then if you don't and you can't, then you've got to factor in how you're going to pay for care at home. So the cost of care is important, and that's why it's important in just thinking about the changes in your life and what you want your life to look like, how you're going to pay for care as you're getting older and needing more help. And again, at $80,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 a month, your money can get exhausted very quickly.
That is true. That's a lump sum of it goes very quickly. Very quickly.
Right.
Usually the dollar bill used to go quickly, but everything else goes, you look at a 20 and it's like, really? I spent $20.
Right.
I spent $20 in one day now. It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Back then, a $20 will last you for like 2 weeks or probably a week. But now, $20, it blows.
Right.
It really blows. I know we don't have that much time. We got 10 minutes into the show. But my question here is that I'm very, very interested in knowing is who should be involved in the planning for senior years?
This is a perfect time. If someone is in their either 60s or 70s, first of all, you want to make sure you're inclusive. If you have children, involve them because, first of all, things can happen very quickly. Sometimes both parents are living, but then sometimes both parents are living and one parent may not be as alert as the other. So involving the children and the seniors are important because you have to make certain decisions on who's going to be your health care power of attorney. And for those who don't know what a health care power of attorney is, who's going to speak on your behalf if you're in a comatose state or you're not able to communicate your needs? Then in that conversation, you want to decide if a child or if it's a friend, who's going to handle your financial affairs, write checks, or if you can't pay your bills and keep your household. So having that communication is important between the mother and father or the senior and the children or your designated individuals. Because at a given point, when something happens, you need to have those things in place so that you can keep things going. But in addition to just your family members, you also have to think about who is the best person to handle these things. If a person falls apart at the moment that someone gets sick or if they see blood or something, well, that might not be the perfect person for your health care power of attorney. The person who is going to be your power of attorney to handle your financial affairs, that person you want to make sure is good with money in documenting and keeping records. So those communications are important. But also, I guess, another element of who's a part of the communication, making sure that you communicate with your attorney. Because, again, in my workshops, I tell people that I am not a professional in all these areas. So in helping you make your decisions and plan, I steer people towards their attorney so they can have the legal structure set up, talk with their health care physician, so that
right.
The kinds of documents needed are important. And then secondly, just who's going to administer your life in the case that you can't communicate. So looking at the team of people is important so that you can have the control of your life when you're not maybe in the healthiest state.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for expounding on that and letting the listeners know, because that is very important to be trustworthy as well, and to have someone trustworthy
right.
over your finances, retirement, whatever it is. It's just important to have that person in place because there's a lot of crooked stuff that goes on, you know, and you see a lot of people just get hurt in the end.
You're right, and Keisha, I'll just share with it. I've did a CD on elder abuse prevention, and most of the times people think of elder abuse occurring in institutions, but just as you said, crooked things and people are taken advantage of, elder abuse occurs mostly in the homes of individuals, be it financial,
right.
emotional, or physical. So you're right, choosing the right persons are vital.
That is very important. We all know that it's a 30-minute show, and this conversation is excellent. And, of course, you can't get out everything that you need to get out or all questions that you need to get out. So, Mr. Felton, what I'm going to ask you to do is, well, before I go into that, is there anyone that you would like to thank at this time?
Oh, yes. I always like to to thank my wife and my children and our creator of the universe, God, because
first of all,
they're important. My wife and my children, they as a healthcare provider, you're called on so much, and I appreciate their patience. But I also like to thank Think Big Radio for the opportunity to give me the chance to share this information that's so critical as people are growing older and important decisions are needed.
And that is, this should help everyone to make that healthy long-term decision as well. And with five minutes left, before we end, could you please just reinstate your contact information and your website so that anything that we have not addressed this afternoon, listeners or anyone who's interested in learning more about elder care planning, could you please just reinstate your contact information and your website so that they can view
sure.
as well?
Yes, yes. And, of course, I know if there's some people listening, if they want to call in for a question, we have a few minutes. But if not, on our website, and that's qualityoflifeeldercare.com, and, of course, that's on the front page of Think Big Radio. But of the contact, if you go to the contact section, you can send us a question or if you want to get more information. If you want to order something, you do that. Also, you can call 1-866-601-5972. Leave your question or information and the phone number, and we'll certainly get back to you. So those are ways that people can get in touch with me if they need additional information or want to get on the list for other services.
Okay, but a little bit minutes left. I just want to say, listeners, you can visit Mr. Wooten's website, and please take a look at the seminars and the DVDs. That those are helpful resources that can basically help you plan, you know, for your future, as well as help you to also make that healthy long-term decision. Mr. Wooten, is there anything else that you would like to speak for, and then we have like 2 minutes to go. So
sure.
Anything else that you would like to share?
Yes, I just want to share. And again, there's a lot more information on the DVDs and CDs. But I want to share with people wherever they are in the country, and if they're taking care of, they know someone that's being taken care of that's a senior, I'm going to give this 800 number, and it's an elder locator service. Let's say you live in California, but you got a family member in Boston, and there's some things going on, and you need some advice, and you need to know who can help locally. I'm going to give you this number, 1-800-677-1116. Again, that's 1-800-677-1116. It's the Elder Care Locator Service, and it's you can call, and you just call that number. You tell the city or area that you need information. They send you to that area, and then you tell them what the problem is, and they can give you the resources within the community. So, again, that's just a lot. I thought I'd pull some of that information that's from the DVD and my workshops. But I think that's helpful because sometimes people are away in other cities and they need advice for someone who's living away from them.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Felton. And listeners, stress reversed backwards is dessert. And we thank you for listening for the Think Big Radio. And Mr. Wooten, it was a pleasure speaking with you. And I pray that you have a safe and enjoy the rest of your 4th of July afternoon.
Yes, yes, and the same to you.
Thank you.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.